Boy, I don't know where to start. I have to admit, I don't know if embarrassed is the right word. I've always taken pride in how I played and work ethic and things of that nature. And I had always dreamed of playing pro football, no different than any other kid across the country. When I had a baseball glove in my hand, I dreamed of playing Major League Baseball. When I had football in my hand, it was football. And all I dreamed about as a kid was being Archie Manning or Roger Staubach, who were my favorites. I never dreamed of being in the Hall of Fame, never dreamed of having my jersey retired, never dreamed of Pro Bowls. Yes, did I dream of playing the Super Bowl? Absolutely. I often would dream about what it would be like to run out of the tunnel and people cheer your name. And as I say all that, all of the dreams that I had have come true and then some. I didn't dream of playing 18 straight years without missing a game. That never crossed my mind. Now, I always wanted to play and play every week. I wanted to play in preseason. I wanted to play. I didn't necessarily want to practice. Didn't necessarily want to sit in meetings, but that was part of it. And so as I stand before you, you know, I can honestly say that everything has come true and then some, and not many people can say that. And to have Frank and Mike and Ron and Bob and Mark say all these nice things about me, don't get me wrong, you know, I'm extremely thankful and blessed, but it's a little embarrassing. Frank was a great player. Mike was a great coach. Best GM in all of football. Yes, I'm biased too. Ron Wolf. I could go on talking about these guys. I understand that this night is quote unquote about me, but I would choose to say it's about us because it really is. You know, I've always thought that being a quarterback, you get way too much credit. You probably get a little more of the blame. We shouldn't be labeled with wins and losses. A pitcher maybe, not a quarterback. But yet we do. I can assure you that my success is strictly based upon these guys behind me, the other teammates that I play with, the fans. You know, I just had to work hard and do all I could do and rely on these guys. And that's why I'm here today. It has nothing to do with me. But again, I'm extremely honored. And that's probably an understatement. By the end of the night, you know, I think we're all probably going to be tired of hearing Brett Favre stories. But I'm extremely grateful for first of all, the opportunity that Ron gave me. One of the only regrets I have is that I didn't get to play with Mike longer, which I can put that blame off on him. But he and I both know, because we've talked about this numerous times, that had we had a chance to play and he coached me for more years, I think there would have been, I truly believe there would have been more championships, even though it's hard to get there. It's hard to go back, and it's hard to win them. That's not taking anything away from what we accomplished. I wish I'd had a chance to play longer with Frank. If he wouldn't have been 6 or 7 years older than me, we probably would have. But the things just came in. It was like the stars fell in line at the right time. And I have people tell me all the time that, how did a boy from South Mississippi come to Green Bay and play in that cold weather and play well? You know, Bart Starr did it and did it quite well. If you truly love to play the game, you play it no matter what, just regardless of conditions. And you got to have a great cast, and I had a great cast, and that starts from the very top to the very bottom. And I'm thankful for that, and I'm thankful to be here tonight.